Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, June 20th. And it's Ohio Derby Day, so we're going to do our late pick four analysis on races 9 through 12 at Thistledown. And the late pick four culminates with the Grade 3 Ohio Derby. I had the pick four last week at Delaware, Jim. I don't know, I can't remember if you did or not. Mine came back $42 for like an $88 ticket.
Yeah, I had it too. I think I had it for $42 on a $60 ticket, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so it wasn't great.
We'll just stop by saying we had the pick four and not add anything else. Let's see if we can do a little better this week with the payoff. Starts with the Cleveland Gold Cup in race 9. Ohio bred 3-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. And how did you see it?
Well, it appears to me that there are two horses that are going to be favored here. The number 3, Mark My Words, and number 8, Water Into Wine. And they finished within a neck of each other last time out. And Mark My Words finished first but got disqualified for significant bumping down the stretch. And I went ahead and used the horse that Jose Ortiz is riding on Saturday. He picks up Water Into Wine for Timothy Ham. And the regular jockey, Barbaron, is riding for Bob Gorham on Mark My Words. I just think that moving from Hector Diaz to Jose Ortiz is worth at least a neck. So I'm going to take Water Into Wine here. And I'm using a lot of horses in the next three legs. I think this is a two-horse race. I think it winds up exactly like the last time they were out. Tom Drury has a horse in here that may step up. Are You Enticed? Won a stakes race at Belterra last time out. Hasn't been to Thistledown. Typically, Belterra horses going to Thistledown. Thistledown is a little bit better. The Belterra horses seem like they don't face very many good horses down there. So I'm gonna use Mark My Words and Water Into Wine, and probably when I get to pick four, I'm going to single Water Into Wine simply because Jose Ortiz picks it up. But I think it's a two-horse race in the ninth race.
Kind of saw it the same way you did. Actually went up to Belterra Park for that race, not for that race, but it was that day. It was Best of Ohio Day at Belterra Park, and actually liked Water Into Wine and got moved up on the DQ. So have a soft spot for Water Into Wine, and the jockey change was what caught my eye as well, same as you. Plus the fact that this horse's two best races have been going long on the dirt, which he gets to do here. Water Into Wine, Mark My Words. I'm going to also put Are You Enticed on my late pick four ticket. A lot of respect for Tommy Drury. It's a filly against the boys, but she really looked good. That was on that same card at Belterra Park on that Friday afternoon. And she hadn't been out since last year, was coming off just a maiden win. And she exploded up the inside under Johnny McKee and drew off. Don't know if she beat much of anything, but just the way she did it, I'm going to put her on my ticket too. 10th race is the Dr. T.F. Klassen Memorial. Fillies and mares 3 and up, 6 furlongs. Kind of the same angle here. Ortiz getting the mount for Tim Ham, second off the layoff, cutting back from a mile. And it looks like this, so Parlay is who I like, the 5. This horse, I think, on the cutback, might be a little bit off the pace, and I think that would be beneficial since it looks like there's a good bit of speed in here. So I'm going to take Parlay on top. Going to use Dynamic Vision with the impressive win last out. And the runner-up came back to win. Only 8 starts for this horse, so she could have some upside left. The 1, Drills Wild Brat, 4 wins at Thistle. Has some tactical speed, so it doesn't have to be on the front end. 6, Color Your Eggs, a little bit of a price on this one. Had some trouble in the 2026 debut. Main angle for me on this was just the hot local connections. The trainer and jockey have really good numbers at this meet, so I'm going to use those 4 and take that on into the third leg of the late pick 4. How'd you see leg 2?
Well, a whole lot of these horses have been beating up on each other, and that's what you get when you get Ohio breds in at the stakes level, and you're going to see the same horses having a good day one day and not so great the next day. I think Parlay is probably going to be the favorite in here because of Jose Ortiz, and Tim Ham is a very good trainer. He's winning at a 23% clip this year. But this one is finished behind a couple of these horses, so I don't think it's a slam dunk in here, and the buyers are not that great. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here. I'm going to use Drills Wild Brat, one of the horses that you mentioned. coming off a disappointing effort at Thistledown, but going two back for a $75,000 claiming tag, won and beat a couple of these horses. Waves of Liberty is a horse that I'm going to use at 15-1. The other Tim Ham horse. This horse didn't run well last time out, but first time out in May, finished right behind Drill's Wild Rat. So this one is right there, and if you get a price of 15-1, why not throw him in there as well, or her in there as well? And then a couple of horses on the outside. I'm going to use Authoritarian Girl, coming off a win at Thistle, beat a couple of these, and then finished behind two or three of them the time before that. And then Kitschy Kitsu, the same deal. She has not won recently, at least this year, but she's 11 for 33 lifetime with 6 seconds. So I just took the horses that have been beating up on each other and hoping I get one of the five to finish in front of the other four.
Let us move on to race 11, the Lady Jacqueline, fillies and mares 3 and up at 1 1/8. What'd you think of this one?
I thought this one was wide open as well. I think the favorite is going to be Fabian Pratt's filly Nerazzurri for Mark Cassie, coming off a couple of grade one efforts. And this is a huge step down in a listed stakes. She wasn't very competitive in the Apple Blossom nor the La Troyenne on Oaks Day, but this is back to where she should be a strong favorite in here. I think if you go back, take those races out back at Oakland, she was running 92-89 buyers. So I think she's going to be the favorite in here. Standout Sensation is going to get a lot of play with Jose Ortiz on the inside. Penoir for Brissette actually finished right behind Nerazzurri at Oaklawn in February, and right behind Standout Sensation before that. So I think she fits as well. And then Tirupati for Jonathan Thomas, coming out of a couple of grade threes at Santa Anita. I don't know how Santa Anita shippers do at Thistledown, but I would imagine they do pretty well, and this one seems to fit on form. And then the other one is Take Charge Omaha, and I like the fact that she's at 1 1/8, she's 2 for 2, and they haven't gotten her back there. She won at Keeneland in April at an optional 80,000, and they put her in the La Troyenne at Churchill, and she finished 7th, so she beat 3 horses to the wire. Again, this is a good drop back into the level that she should be at, and she's 8-1 morning line. So I think that's 5 of them. I'm going to use 5 out of 9, so we'll see what happens there. But I think those 5 make sense.
Yeah, I took Nerazzurri on top for the same reasons out of those 2 grade ones. And if you look at her form before that, she'd won 3 out of 4, and those races might have been right about this level or even higher. Penoir just missed in this race last year, lost by a nose, and was 2nd to the top choice in February out at Oaklawn. So those two look pretty salty in here. I'm going to also use Standout Sensation just on the angle of a horse with some early speed on the rail and getting Jose Ortiz. So 3 deep for me in the Lady Jacqueline. What about the Ohio Derby, Jim? Grade 3, 3-year-olds going 1 1/8. Looks to be a pretty nice, well-matched field. How'd you see it shaking out?
Yeah, they always get horses in this that didn't quite make the grade in the Preakness and or the Derby, and that's exactly what's happened here. I think Chip Honcho is going to be tough to handle in here, coming off of a Preakness effort where he got beat 4.5 to Napoleon Solo, who was very impressive that day. He ran Louisiana Derby behind Golden Tempo, the eventual Derby winner, and then he almost won the Risen Star prior to that. So Chip Honcho, I think, is going to be tough to handle in here, just simply off that class background. But I did use 4 others, including Trendsetter the 4 for Ben Holbrook, coming out of Peter Pan after winning the Lexington at Keeneland, stretching out to 1 1/8, should do well for this. He didn't run that well in Peter Pan, got beat by Growth Equity, who came back and ran okay in the Belmont. O'Shelley for Whit Beckman surprised a lot of people in the Derby by running 3rd. He only got beat a length. I don't know that he's going to get that pace set up in this race. There's doesn't be a whole lot of early gate speed that will set up for him. He's going to come from way out of it. I don't know how they'll play on this track. The gate speed does exist, though, for Desert Gate. And if there's a horse that is favored over Chip Honcho, it might be this one, coming out of Lone Star and Oaklawn, where impressively went wire to wire at Oakland and almost wire to wire at Lone Star for Bob Baffert. And obviously Pratt rode this horse at Hot Springs and had a 97 buyer, going to get out of the gate and just go as far as he can. Has not been a mile and an eighth, so that's a question mark, but he's got plenty of speed and not much other speed in here to test him. And I'm going to use Albus on the outside for Riley Mott. Horse was a big disappointment in the Derby, but won the Wood Memorial, which Otelli came back out of and ran well, and won the broke his maiden before that in Tampa. And Riley Mott, I think, has a good chance for this one to bounce back at a price of 10-1. So I'm going to go five deep in here. I'm going to go single by five by five by five in the pick four. So hopefully we will get a price somewhere.
Well, I took a big old home run swing in here with Robusta, the two. Form looks awful in the Derby and Preakness. But Doug O'Neill kind of has that Wayne Lucas mindset of not losing faith in a horse that has shown some promise and not being afraid to enter him, even off bad form. This horse had an 89 buyer in the Grade 2 San Felipe in March, and that would stack up well with this group. So if that form's still in there, then that horse could have a shot. I really like getting back to Jaramillo in the saddle. That horse had the most success with Robusta, or that jock had the most success with Robusta, and didn't ride in the Derby or in the Preakness. So a horse with some speed down on the inside in a race where I don't have a strong opinion, I thought, why not 20-1 for Doug O'Neill? Trendsetter for Ben Colebrook has found his best form going two turns on the dirt. Won the Lexington, the Stone Street Lexington at Keeneland. Ran okay the Peter Pan. The winner came back to run, I think, sixth in the Belmont. Got to use Chip Honcho, certainly, with the class edge. Just the figs are not overpowering, and I just never been particularly high on this one, but got to have him on the ticket. I just think for the price he's going to be, I can't get too worked up about him. Desert Gate, I think the mile and eighth could be a question, but it's Baffert, and a horse ran a 97 buyer two back, albeit in a wire-to-wire race. So if he runs back to that number, then I don't know that they'd beat him, so can't leave him off my ticket. So I'm going to go four deep in here and take a big price on top. So for me, it's 378 with 1256 with 126 with 2348, $72 for the Ohio Derby Day late pick four. How did you build your ticket?
I spent $62.50. I'm going to single the eight horse with Jose Ortiz in the first leg, then go 1-4-5-10-11 with 1-2-3-6-8 with 3-4-5-8-10, and that's single by five by five by five, which is $62.50.
Best of luck if you're playing the card up at Thistledown on Ohio Derby Day, or if you're playing somewhere else, just make sure you're watching the U.S. Open. You see a chance to bet a winner, make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account to take advantage. Royal Ascot's underway as well, and the last day of that meet is coming up on Saturday. So some fantastic racing across the pond. And looking ahead to Sunday, happy Father's Day to all the dads. Hope you get some extra winning bets on your day. We'll see you next week for the In the Money podcast from KeenelandSelect.com.